With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox. Lawmakers have launched their latest effort to try to chip away at a $12 billion backlog of road and bridge repair and improvement work across the state. An 8-member task force created by the legislature met today seeking ideas for drumming up new transportation funding. It heard about the current state transportation budget, along with details of financing mechanisms used by other states. Louisiana, like many states, is struggling with a stagnant gasoline tax that hasn't kept pace with construction inflation and a disinterest in raising new taxes to fill the gaps in roadwork. Lawmakers charged the Transportation Funding Task Force with looking for enterprising ways to tackle the backlog problem. The panel includes lawmakers, Louisiana's transportation secretary, and construction and engineering industry representatives. Police have arrested a Concordia Parish correctional officer after prison officials learned that the officer allegedly smuggled marijuana to give to an inmate. 24-year-old Alfred James Chest of Faraday was arrested Monday and charged with possession of drugs, introduction of contraband into a penal institute, and malfeasance. Chief Deputy David Hedrick says other prison employees saw Chest concealing an unfamiliar package last week. Hedrick says prison officials reviewed security footage and saw Chest concealing what appeared to be marijuana and later give it to an inmate. Hedrick says Chest confessed to bringing in 10 grams of marijuana valued at more than $100. President Obama will address the nation tonight, speaking on his strategy for defeating the ISIS militant group in the Middle East. Republican Minden Congressman and member of the House Armed Forces Committee John Fleming says the president should clarify the reason why we need to go after ISIS.
So I would expect him to outline what the real threat, the real necessity is for us to pursue them. And then number two, a clear strategy to fully eradicate them.
The president recently returned from a NATO summit where the U.S. and 9 allies agreed to take on the militants. A reminder, KEDM provides live coverage of the president's speech outlining the next phase of the administration's plan to fight the Islamic State. Coverage begins tonight at 8. This is KEDM News.